From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. Netflix announced a big change to the way subscribers can watch this week. Turns out, you can finally do the logical. Download shows and movies for watching offline. I'm a subscriber, so I tried it at work, in the elevator, just cuz. Okay, here I am. I'm going to get on the elevator. I just downloaded the new Netflix update of its app. And it says, find something to download. Don't mind if I do. So I'm going to go on here and see if I can download an episode of Peep Show, which is not what it sounds like. It's one of my favorite shows on Netflix. It's a buddy British comedy about two guys that live with each other and love each other, but kind of also hate each other. I was somewhat successful, but why in the name of all that is sacred in streaming did Netflix take so long to do this? Amanda Lotz is a professor of media studies at University of Michigan.
Although there are other video streaming services in the market, Netflix really dominates those others in a really significant way. So I think there hasn't been an exceptional demand for it, and that's probably delayed that priority.
Thank goodness for new competition, I guess. There is a catch, though. This only works so far on Netflix's newer versions of its apps for Android and Apple iOS. So mobile devices only, not on your computer. Why that decision?
A reason for that might have to do with the limited storage capacity that phones would have in comparison with the ability for you to create your own personal library that you're going to always have at your fingertips.
University of Michigan's Amanda Lotz, who is author of the book, The Television Will Be Revolutionized. It's also worth pointing out, by the way, that you can't just download the file willy-nilly and share it with your buddies because it's downloaded in the app itself. This week on our Codebreaker podcast, we have a conversation about augmenting ourselves with technology. Another name for this is cyborgism. So like science fiction robot-human hybrids? Well, we did talk to some people who changed their bodies by sticking hardware inside of them. Neil Harbison and Moon Ribas, co-founders of the Cyborg Foundation.
I have an antenna implanted in my head.
And I have an implant in my arm.
That allows me to extend my perception of color beyond the visual spectrum.
That allows me to feel earthquakes anywhere in the planet in real time.
A little weird. However, it might be time to expand our definition of cyborgs with the help of futurist and author Amy Webb.
The real truth is that about a quarter of us are cyborgs and we may not even realize it, right? A quarter of us are augmented.
How do you mean?
How do I mean? Well, if you are taking any kind of antidepressant, you're part of an experimental biohacking. It's what we can see versus what is invisible. Mm. My uncle, when he was 16, became a cyborg. He had a heart condition and was the youngest recipient of a pacemaker. So he was a cyborg as well. You know, whether we're wearing braces or we're getting platelet-rich plasma therapy treatments or we're embedding RFID chips under our thumbs, we are all trying to augment ourselves through some form of science and technology for the purpose of improving our daily lives.
Amy Webb, her new book is called The Signals Are Talking, Why Today's Fringe is Tomorrow's Mainstream. You can find full episodes of our Codebreaker podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcasting app. We've got a whole new season of Codebreaker where radio journalism meets the Twilight Zone. This season, we got one question in mind. Can it save us? Subscribe right now on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. For those of us who celebrate the Christmas holiday, it is time to trim the tree and decorate the house and all the things. So what is the tech nerd version of this? Our friend at CNET, Lindsay Turntine, has the skinny. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Ben.
Do you have a tree yet?
I do have a tree. It's up.
It's up. Does it have any, you know, advanced technology in it or on it?
Okay, so here's the thing about my tree. I always go with an artificial tree.
All right, that's techie.
Well, sort of. The thing that's advanced about this tree is that it's tinsel.
Oh.
And it's pre-lit, which is an amazing thing. The thing is, it's kind of hard to find an LED lit pre-lit tree. They're very expensive, so I went incandescent, which made me sad.
You saved a tree, but maybe the energy cost will be, you know, a few pennies higher, I suppose.
Yeah, the energy cost for incandescent bulbs are actually many times higher. You might spend $5 lighting a whole house with LED lights for the holiday season and $50 with incandescent lights. So it can make a pretty big difference.
Any favorite, like, DIY, do-it-yourself decorating ideas that involve technology?
Well, here are a couple of fun things. I mean, one is, it's kind of simple, but we often recommend smart plugs for all kinds of things around the house. So if you invest in something like a Belkin Wemo plug, you can use what's called IFTT. It's IFTTT, which stands for if this, then that. Right.
Yeah, I know it well.
To program all kinds of cool recipes for anything plugged into the outlet. So think about what you could do with Christmas lights. You could make them flash every time you get a text.
Whoa.
You could have them turn off automatically after you use a certain amount of power. There are all kinds of fun things you could do if you have a smart plug to make your Christmas lights do double duty. That's kind of a fun idea. And another thing that you can do is use some of the products that you already have to decorate easily. So one thing that we recommend is buying colored smart bulbs and simply installing them in your porch light or around the front yard. If you don't feel like stringing a lot of lights, you can actually just put some smart bulbs around your yard. Some of them even have speakers so they can play music. And you can kind of turn your yard festive without getting on a ladder.
I like the sound of all these things. Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief at CNET. Lindsay, thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
One more thing we talked about but didn't quite squeeze in. Maybe you've seen the commercials for this, the Tree Dazzler.
It's so easy. Simply place the light ring on top of any tree. Then position the vertical strands of bulbs, and you're ready to start the show. Watch as your tree is transformed into a spectacular array of vivid, colorful lights. Everyone will be amazed.
Will they, though? Will they? Well, maybe. To each their own technology, as I always say. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.